This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Saturday, April 27th. I'm Sean Rice with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. Colorado is a hot spot for stolen vehicles. In fact, the state is number one for vehicle thefts nationwide. A recent study done by the FBI shows about 852 reported thefts for every 100,000 vehicles. Close to 45,900 vehicles were stolen from 2012 to 2022. Chevy Silverados were the most stolen vehicle, followed by Hyundai Elantras, Honda Civics, GMC Sierras, and Kia Souls, rounding out the top five. On Sunday, Garden of the Gods will host a motorless morning, prohibiting motor vehicles from driving through the park from 5 a.m. to noon. It's aimed to create a time for pedestrians, cyclists, skateboarders, and more to enjoy the park roads safely. The day carries a tradition that started with the first motorless morning back in April of 2018. Since then, Garden of the Gods has welcomed crowds from multiple motorless mornings. This year, the morning will be far colder. Across southern Colorado, many residents are seeing snowfall and wet, rainy weather. However, at this time, the event is still scheduled for its planned time. Visitors who wish to take part in the event can park their cars at the Garden of the Gods Visitor Center, Garden of the Gods Trading Post, or in the overflow parking lot at Rock Ledge Ranch Historic Site. One half of the husband and wife top dollar pawn owners has learned her sentence for knowingly purchasing stolen items from thieves and then reselling them for profit. Friday, Misha Jargowski was handed an 8-year community correction sentence after an El Paso County jury found her guilty of a pattern of racketeering and money laundering back in February of 2024. In addition to sentencing Jargowski to community corrections, El Paso County Judge David Gilbert ordered that she not be able to work at a pawn shop anywhere in Colorado until her 8-year sentence ends. Her husband, Jack Jargowski, has not yet been convicted. His jury trial is scheduled for July. The Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region is overwhelmed with cats after city officials shut down a motel in Pueblo. That motel, called the Value Stay, was deemed a public health crisis as Pueblo police, working with the city of Pueblo, removed dozens of people after the property failed to secure a valid lodging license. HSPPR says in the process of shutting down the motel, several rooms were found with pets inside, including one room containing 38 live cats. Animal law enforcement was dispatched for assistance, and all cats were brought to HSPPR because they had nowhere else to go. Workers there say most of them are in need of medical care like parasite and dental treatments and spay and neutering surgeries as well. HSPPR is asking for emergency donations to help care for these animals. For more headlines, head on over to KRDO.com. I'm Sean Rice. Have a great Saturday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, meteorologist Nick Carter. Rain and snow showers winding down. Temperatures still in the 30s, and we still have some snow up in Teller and northern El Paso counties. Accumulations up to 4 inches in some of those locations. And tonight, isolated snow showers, low around 32. For Sunday, partly sunny, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon with highs in the mid-50s. Monday through Wednesday, fair and warmer with highs in the 60s and 70s with a slight chance of showers on Wednesday. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings, KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons on KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.